It was well over 40 years ago that Billie Jean King defeated Bobby Riggs in a tennis match played in the Cathedral of Hartrue, the Houston Astrodome. This event was billed as the Battle of the Sexes and placed a staunch advocate for fair, if not equal, recognition for women's sports against an articulated male chauvinist. To some spectators, and there were many, this match would let us know if women can compete against men in sports, where they were largely relegated to the sidelines. Of course, this was far more complex than that, given the age disparity and showmanship of the affair. Regardless, King's victory was important in furthering the progress of female athletes. Maybe better put, a loss would have been catastrophic, with the top female tennis pro losing to an aging male has-been, someone that couldn't even stay on the court with a current male pro. That debate, can a top female tennis player compete with a man, is still raging some 44 years later. It manifests itself just this week as tennis legend John McEnroe was asked about Serena Williams, who, as you likely know, is commonly regarded as the greatest women's tennis player of all time. Interviewed Sunday on NPR's Weekend Edition, McEnroe affirmed that fact. But when asked to clarify if she was simply the best of all time, no qualifier, McEnroe said that if she played on the men's tour, she'd be around 700th in the world. He did note that Serena is an amazing player, but when up consistently against elite male athletes, she'd fare relatively poorly. And thus, the firestorm. Serena replied back, by Twitter of course, and asked Mac to leave her alone in under 280 characters. It was two tweets. And with that, it's shades of Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs all over again. Although in all fairness, McEnroe noted that he wouldn't break the top 1,200 on the women's tour right now, so I wouldn't worry about Battle of the Sexes Part 2. Two things aren't surprising here. First, that McEnroe didn't want to apologize the next day. Second, that this virtual exchange would get disproportionate attention and polarization. Any comment section for this story looks like a conversation from fifth grade recess, if fifth graders were also all jerks. The arguments often veer far from either the topic at hand or the realities of athletic prowess. To be fair, the average person has absolutely no idea about the relative talents of tennis players that do not, by definition, play each other. This is like debating how a dinosaur would like fruit punch. We just don't know. We also know that much of this angst is simply a question of interpretation. In other words, yes, it is undeniable that Serena Williams is the greatest female tennis player of all time, with all due respect to Steffi Graf and others. And yes, physiologically speaking, elite male tennis players have natural competitive advantages to elite female tennis players, as they do in basketball, soccer, and so on. So this notion of best is something of an interpretation. You could call Serena Williams the best tennis player of all time because of how she dominates her competition and still believe she'd fare quite poorly on the men's circuit. Those two thoughts are not incongruous, but they do force you to ignore the literal, which clearly became part of McEnroe's answer. But what's more interesting about these comments and the aftershocks is how invested people still are in this sporting battle of the sexes. Clearly, many people care very deeply about the competitive sports balance or imbalance between men and women. And mind you, these are elite-level athletes that have absolutely no resemblance to the general public. In other words, your average guy who plays in his local tennis league couldn't stand on the court with Serena or any other woman on the pro tour. Forget about the guy on his couch who last played tennis at summer camp. Yet so many of those very people want to make it abundantly clear that no woman can match the athletic prowess of a dominant male. It's as if the suggestion was a threat to their very place in the universe. The opposite seems apparent in criticisms of McEnroe's answer, which, not surprisingly, perhaps could have been a bit more diplomatic. McEnroe's critics may be recoiling over yet another reminder that women and men are treated differently. So it's not simply that a male tennis player is physically more developed than a female one. It's that their physiology has justified our history of gender practices in the classroom, boardroom, bedroom, and beyond. So perhaps this sensitivity is understandable. I don't expect another Battle of the Sexes tennis match, at least not with Johnny Mac and Serena. But for the record, I'd watch.